We're talking about scrap plans for an immigration detention facility in northwest Wisconsin. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A Virginia-based company wanted to build a 500-bed detention center in St. Croix County that would generate hundreds of jobs and add millions of dollars to the tax rolls. But the company has abandoned its plans to build in New Richmond. What questions do you have about immigration detention centers and how these facilities operate? Are you a supporter or an opponent of building them in Wisconsin? And what concerns would you have about building an immigration detention center in your community? We're at 800-642-1234. Maria Perez is an investigative reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, where she covers immigration and social services. She joins us from our studios in Milwaukee. Maria, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having me.
So help us understand, what is the purpose of an immigration detention center? What does it do?
An immigration detention center is the place where that the government uses to hold immigrants that are usually either waiting for their asylum case proceedings or for their deportation proceedings. You need to follow a process, in most cases, to deport an immigrant who it may be deportable. And the case, unless the immigrant signs a voluntary departure, has to be heard by a judge. During that time, in many cases, immigrants are held in detention centers.
And what are these facilities? What do they look like? Are they more like a prison setting?
It depends. In some cases, it's county jails. So, like, you may have a space or that is different from the other or not at all in county jails. And in some other cases, you can have private detention centers that are, yes, kind of like similar to a prison setting.
Are they only for the adults, or where do the kids go, or what about entire families?
They are usually different. You have detention centers that are more specialized in detaining families. The ones that they use to hold minors are supposed to be more shelter-like, although like we have also seen the images of these huge, massive detention centers where they are held on even tent camps. In general, for juveniles, they're supposed to be a little bit less, have a feeling of a prison. The centers that were planned to be built in Wisconsin, those were only for adults.
For adults, and these were 500-bed facility projects that are not going to happen. But before we get to that, federal officials have really been encouraging companies, private companies, to build more of these. What is the rush to build these facilities?
Well, we don't really know because ICE didn't tell us. But what we know here is that in 2017, there was a request for information that asked from private companies to any ideas or any plans to build detention centers near Chicago, near Detroit, and near St. Paul, Minneapolis area, which is the area that this facility in western Wisconsin, if it had been green-lighted, would serve. And we know at the same time, we are seeing a rise in the numbers of immigrants detained. In the last years, in 2016, the last year, fiscal year 2016, it was about 34,000 plus detainees. As of March of this year, for fiscal year 2019, it's the average has been more than 45,000 detainees.
Seeing numbers around 50,000, new record numbers.
Yep.
Talking with Maria Perez, an investigative reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, where she covers immigration and social services. And she's been writing about a company's failed efforts to build immigration detention centers in Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. or what questions do you have about immigration detention centers and how these facilities operate? Are you a supporter or an opponent of building them in your community? What concerns do you have? Call in, email ideas at WPR.org. Maria, you wrote about this Virginia-based company and its attempt to build two centers in Wisconsin, one in New Richmond, the other in Baldwin. The company is called Immigration Centers of America. What can you tell us about this company?
Well, this company actually was just one detention center, but they tried in both communities. But this company is a Virginia-based company. By now, they only have one detention center in Farmville, Virginia. Their message is that they treat immigrants more humanely than county jails can, but they have had some problems in their past. There was a detainee who died in, I believe, 2011, and they were found to not have been complying with all the policies that they had to comply. They had some inspection failures early in 2011. I think they started in 2010. The company said that they disagreed with many of them, and they corrected the ones that were accurate. It's a very secretive company. They fought in federal court to keep under seal the ownership interest. We know the registered agent is Russell Harper, but as of 2015, they said they had eight owners, but we don't know who the others are.
So you really don't know who's running the company. Why would this company want to build centers in Wisconsin? We're more than 1,000 miles from the southern border.
Well, ICE put out a request for proposals to build centers in 100 mile radius of the area of St. Paul, Minnesota. And as well as I said before, Chicago and Detroit, since that they are interested in having new detention centers in the Midwest, all over the Midwest. And this company was just responding to that request for proposals, trying to secure a location to establish that they could build a detention center in case the government could greenlight the project, the federal government.
And this is a real rural area. We hear about how rural parts of Wisconsin are struggling to find criminal defense attorneys all the time. And if immigration detention centers are built in rural Wisconsin, are there enough immigration attorneys to handle these cases?
It's always been very tough for immigrants who get detained to find attorneys because, as you know, they are not entitled, even if they are low income and in a criminal case, they would be entitled to a criminal defense attorney in an immigration case. They are not. Usually, if they are detained, they cannot work, which means that they cannot raise the funds to pay for an immigration attorney. It's been also in other cases like detention centers that have been built in Florida, that they are usually built away from major centers of population.
Major city center, from city centers?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Why is that?
I'm assuming part of it is because there is less opposition to build detention centers away from cities. In cities, you usually have more like immigration advocacy organizers who are more present, closer. I guess it draws more the support of small communities who may see these centers as a job creation opportunity.
Is there an economic or workforce advantage to building them in a rural area of the state?
That's unclear for the community's perspective. These corporations are promising jobs, full-time jobs with great salaries. Immigration advocates say that those salaries turn out to not be that great in the end, and that in the end, it depends on the kind of growth you are looking to. If you are for example, like New Richmond, seemed they wanted to have more of a mixed use development with commercial and retail. Like a prison is not, a detention center is probably not the best idea, as the staff.
So, Maria,
pointed.
Yeah, in the case of Immigration Centers of America, would they foot the bill on paying to build this facility and creating it from the ground up? I mean, where does the money come from?
The money comes from the federal government. Okay. Once the project is selected and the contract is awarded, the federal government would pay the company to build and run the center.
And so the community where it's located has very low risk involved in terms of the money that the community has to put up.
Yeah, the community would only have to put, like, if there is any need for new infrastructure, like water, sewage, new roads for increased traffic. That's the kind of thing that the community would have to pay for.
We're talking about a private prison company that has pulled back on plans to build an immigrant detention center in St. Croix County after a couple attempts fell through. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's investigative reporter Maria Perez recently wrote about the company's failed efforts to build detention centers in Wisconsin. You can join in with your thoughts, 800-642-1234. Are you an immigrant or an attorney or work in law enforcement? Where do you think immigrants should be held, if they should be held at all, while they seek documented residency? You can call in, email ideas at WPR.org. We'll pick up this conversation in just a minute. Stay with us on the Ideas Network. We're talking about a failed attempt to build immigrant detention centers in Northwest Wisconsin. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Federal government is trying to open immigration detention centers all over the country as an influx of people from Central America seek asylum, with an increase in arrests as well of immigrants living in the U.S. And the 2019 spending bill passed by Congress in February instructed ICE, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, to reduce its detainee population from about 50,000 to 40,000 by September. So what questions do you have about immigration detention centers? What do you think of President Trump's response to asylum seekers and other immigrants at the country's border with Mexico? What should elected lawmakers know? 800-642-1234. Tweet us, WPR Mornings. Maria Perez is with us. She's an investigative reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, where she covers immigration and social services. Let's go to the phones now with John joining us from Somerset. Hi, John.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
Good. Yes, I live close to that area where they want to put the immigration thing in, and I really think they got to have a place somewhere. And it's going to provide jobs for people. And I think they got to vet some of these people, because we don't know if they're coming in from the Middle East, even though they're coming up from the South, you know, if they're infiltrated.
So, John, you would be supportive of a detention center opening in your community?
Yes, we do have one, I think, a correctional one up by New Richmond. And, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it would help the community, and they would benefit from for jobs and
John, thanks like for that. The thanks for the call. And Maria, in New Richmond, which is about 50 miles northwest of Eau Claire, you reported there being pretty fierce public outcry before this proposed detention center was abandoned and the plans were scrapped. Why were people upset?
Well, you had people being upset for different reasons. There were the people who opposed immigrant detention and think that you should not detain immigrants and that you should not detain asylum seekers. And then you had other people who were opposed for more for community or local reasons. There were people who were afraid that the property values would go down. You had people who thought it was a waste of taxpayers' money because that was needed for different things. And then you had people who said, who were afraid, kind of. They didn't want the government sending immigrants to their backyard, and they didn't, and they thought that they should even be a house or jailed closer to the border, or that they should be sent back without delay. So you had all types of reasons.
Let's take another call now. Let's go to Michelle, who is traveling through Milwaukee. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good. I have to say that I'm the most conservative person you know, but I'm like, are you kidding me to put people in immigration holes and centers? I actually have a son-in-law that came over illegally from Mexico, and he now has his driver's license, is about to buy his first house. We're his sponsors. They're the most decent, hardworking people you know, and to treat other human beings that have a soul just like us, and put them in detention centers and stuff like that, I don't believe in any of that. And it took me to know somebody and have grandchildren by this by this person.
It took your kin. Yeah. So you have kin and you have some personal connection there. Michelle, thank you so much for your perspective. Maria, you had said from the outset that this company treats its detainees more humanely, treats its asylum seekers more humanely. Do we know anything about the practices inside a detention center that was proposed in Wisconsin?
Well, this is what the company says, that they treat detainees more humanely. We know that there's not a lot that is known. There are inspections. They are usually hard to get into the public. In the public light, and there are groups that have sued for the inspections of the detention centers. We know that there are serious violations happening in some of these detention centers. As I said, in the Virginia one that this company had around 2011, one of the inspections said that they did not meet the standards, that they didn't have enough, and that the toilets were inadequate, the showers were inadequate, that they didn't have professionals, enough staff to care for the healthcare needs of the inmates. Then the company said for the past 6 years they haven't had any deficiencies, but we know of violations and problems with healthcare in other detention centers.
Maria, what do we know about the plans that were supposed to happen in Baldwin? The Immigration Centers of America also dropped its plans at that facility. What do we know there?
So what we know is that, going back a little bit, Immigration Centers of America contacted New Richmond in early 2018. Then they they told New Richmond staff that they were working with another community. That other community seems to be Baldwin. Met and discussed this issue behind closed doors. And ICA, the company, said that the main problem to build the facility there was that the village wouldn't be able to pay for the for the upgrades, for the infrastructure upgrades to serve the facility. But when I spoke with the president of the village, he said that there were many, many reasons why they decided it was not for them, project was not for them. And then after a while is when the company contacted Neil Richman again.
Do we have any sense of any other plans for detention centers in Wisconsin that are on the books or that you have heard of?
I haven't heard of any. The request for proposals that ICE put out, the companies have to respond to that by May 20th. So depending on whether they get any responses or any responses they like, ICA said that they wouldn't have time to respond to that request for proposals now to search for another site. But depending on whether ICE gets responses that they like or not, they may either extend the deadline or maybe put out another request for proposals. So that could still be in play. As of now, it's off the table, but we don't know what can happen in the future.
Well, as we start to wrap up here, Brandon from Milwaukee couldn't stay with us, but he wanted to know exactly who would be detained at a site like this in these detention centers. He asks, is it only immigrants who come into the country illegally, or are there other people at these detention facilities?
It can be immigrants who are here illegally, or it can be even legal immigrants who have committed a crime, and those two are subject to deportation if they have committed some crimes.
Well, Maria, we really appreciate your reporting. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Maria Perez is an investigative reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, where she covers immigration and social services, and she joined us from WPR's studio in Milwaukee. We've been talking about a private company from Virginia that failed to attempt to build a couple detention facilities in northwest Wisconsin, as we have been talking about immigration and Wisconsinites on the border during this hour of The Morning Show. This is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to the Ideas Network.